Today I want to look at a topic that says, He watches over you. He watches over you. God is our Father. And as each and every one of us watches over our little ones, God also watches over us. And I want to start my sermon today by reading a text in the book of 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. First Peter 5:8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." So if we have this kind of security concern in our society, and you have a kid or a child, what are you going to do? You are going to watch over that child to make sure the child doesn't fall a prey to this roaring lion. Like what happened when Moses was born, that Pharaoh issued a decree that every newborn male should be thrown into the river. His mother tried to protect him. His mother kept him for a few months in the house and later made an ark to protect the life of the child. When Jesus Christ was born also, King Herod issued an order that every male child should be killed. Mary and Joseph, they also acted like a father, like parents. They took Jesus Christ to Egypt and they stayed there till King Herod died. So God, with this kind of concern, the devil going about everywhere seeking whom to devour, God is also concerned about us because He is our Father. And if you go to book of Psalms 121 verse 4, this is the memory verse of this sermon today. If you will not remember any other thing, try to remember this verse. The devil is going about seeking whom to devour. And we know what he's doing. Teaching false doctrine, teaching people things, trying to misinterpret the word of God like he did in the Garden of Eden. And God doesn't want us to fall prey again for the devil. And in verse 4, as a father, the Bible says, "Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep." He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Look at the type of time you invest in watching over your little one. In the night and in the morning. And look at how draining it is to keep up in the night to watch over a little child that doesn't care. All the child cares is, give me whatever I want. So it's so difficult. But God, as our Father, what He does, He doesn't sleep. He doesn't slumber. His eyes are open, looking at us every time, watching over us. I don't think there's any Father like God. I don't think there's any Father, or I don't think there will be any Father like God. Do you think that God is doing this thing because God doesn't value rest? Maybe God doesn't like to rest? Maybe some people think that God, because He's a spirit, He doesn't need to rest. But the book of Genesis told us that God rested on the Sabbath day from all His work. But God doesn't sleep, He doesn't slumber because of me and you, because of us. His eyes are upon us. That is the reason why God does not sleep. He does not close His eyes, because the devil is going about everywhere. And God will not allow us fall prey to this devil. God will not allow us go the path of Adam anymore, because God loves us. This is a demonstration of the love of God towards us. This is a demonstration of the love of God towards us. God loves us, and He watches over us. Every time He watches over us, He never sleeps, He never slumber. His eyes are open, fixed on us, and He's watching over us. And if you also look at Psalms 124, from verse 1, David said, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, what would have happened to us? If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us quick. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters had overwhelmed us. The streams had gone over our soul. So the devil is a spirit, but he uses men to perpetrate all the evil that he perpetrates on earth. People that teach false doctrine today, they are human beings. People that do all kinds of evil that we see today, they are human beings, but they are inspired by the devil. So the eyes of the Lord is upon us. God watches over us. And if not for God, who is on our side, who has fixed His eyes on us, brethren, things would have been so difficult for us. If you go to 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. Second Chronicles 16 verse 9. This place is talking about King Asa. His heart was perfect towards God as a king. And initially, he was a righteous king. But God blessed him and gave him peace and gave him victory over his enemies. And at last, he decided to go the way of King Ahab and other kings of Israel that did not please God. So look at what God said to him. 16 verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show Himself strong on the behalf of them whose hearts are perfect towards Him. The eyes of God is going everywhere throughout the whole earth. He's looking for us, wherever we are, whatsoever we are doing, at any given time, God is trying to show Himself strong on our behalf. Because as flesh and blood, we are weak, but with God, we are strong. So God is looking for us, looking out for us, watching over us every time to show Himself strong on our behalf. Because God is committed to give us His kingdom and He wants us secure. The Bible said it does not please God for anyone to perish. But there is a celebration in heaven anytime one sinner repents. So God wants to secure us and keep us and prepare us until He gives us the kingdom. And if you go to the book of Genesis, you notice that when God started creation, God did not rest till the day He ended His works. Then He rested on the seventh day. So God is not going to rest till He gives us His kingdom. And that is when we keep the Sabbath with God again in His kingdom. Because after all His works, after watching over us, keeping us safe, after making sure that we are on this path of attaining the kingdom, then God will give us the kingdom and God will have rest and we'll rest with Him in the kingdom. If you turn to Psalms 125. verse 2. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever. So God watches over us. He watches over us. Let us have this at the back of our mind, that he that keepeth Israel, our Father God, never sleep, he never slumber because of us. His eyes are on us, and he is watching over us. And this is what I call the demonstration of the love of God. God loves us, and this is the way he demonstrates it, that he loves us. God is so attached to us. He's so much attached to us. I told you that time that God feels our pain. He's so much attached to us. He's so jealous of us. He said, I'm a jealous God. You cannot be jealous of something you don't love, something you have not invested a lot of energy, a lot of time, a lot of things in building. You cannot be jealous of such a person. You cannot be jealous of someone you love. And God loves us, and he watches over us. And this is exactly the love of God. And God commands us in John chapter 13, verse 34. John 13, 34. Because we cannot talk about the love of God without talking about the love of the brethren. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. The only thing that is new about this commandment is, as I have loved you. As I have loved you. How did God love us? How has he loved us? Never sleep, never slumber, watching over us. So God is saying that we should love one another as he has loved us. We should watch over one another. We should watch over one another. We should watch each other's back. The work of God is both spiritual and physical. If you pray for somebody, also step out to look out for that person. Jesus Christ wants us to love one another as he has loved us. He doesn't sleep because of us. He doesn't slumber because of us. His eyes are open. So, brethren, let us remember that God watches over us. And let us watch over one another. Let us look out for one another. Let us pray for one another. Let us visit one another. Let us share this love that God has for us among ourselves.